All right, that's what we'll do. We'll send you
an email informing you about any changes.
Hello?
Okay.
Is it
You're
Jeffrey?
Welcome, sir. Take it. Yes.
Hey, Jeffrey. This
is
Jerome with CBA. You've spoken with Zach, one of our associates, about 4418 Jacobs Bend a little while back.
Zach. I know that name. He was a CVA. Was it CWA or CVA?
Yes, CVA. You got it.
Right. We were talking about giving me a cash number for the house.
Yeah, yes, sir. Is now a bad time at all, or?
Well, I am at work. I'd like to go over with you. So just talk about the process. You all come through and do an appraisal and all that before you pay the money?
So we were able to, like, reach somewhat of an agreement first, number that makes sense to you, makes sense to us. Then we do send an inspector out to, you know, make sure the house isn't burned down or anything of that nature.
Right.
You know? Yeah. But other than that, no, we were able to.
This is where I'm at. Let me tell you what I'm at. I'm in the position now, as of May, to do a reversible mortgage or a home equity agreement.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't want to do a HELOC, but the reversible mortgage is appealing in that, you know, I have other property to leave my kids, and that property there could just be there for the lifetime of me. You know, I won't have any more payments, and I'll receive about $250,000 out cash out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then therefore, and then the house is paid off. If you take here, let me do something real quick for numbers. You take $380,000 and deduct $140,000 from it. It's going to leave me $240,000. That's what I'm walking away with, $240,000, and then I don't have any more house payments.
And
that's where I'm at with this process. But see, and that might be more suitable for me than just selling outright and getting another $140,000. That's really what it is. Because the issue is getting full price for you and not having anywhere to live. Like, it's getting full price for you and not having anywhere to live and having to go buy a place, actually having to go buy a place. Or getting $240,000 out and still having somewhere to live and not having no house payment. So every time I get paid, I don't have to pay $1,400 a month in a mortgage. Now I can just go on. Let's say I want a new BMW, a BMW X5. I can afford it now because I don't have a house payment. I can actually live. You see what I'm saying? If I want a boat, guess what I get to go do? I get to go get it.
Yeah.
You see what I mean? So what do you think?
And just to clarify, you said with the reverse mortgage, you wouldn't have any type of payment left on the house.
Yeah, there is no house payments.
Got you. There is no house payments.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, in grand scheme of things, that's what a person wants. A person wants to be able to live for free. You don't want to have to pay for no rent or nothing. No mortgage. You don't want to pay none
Tell
of that.
Tell me about it.
And then you know what it is when you do that? You're crossing the finish line. Everybody has these different races to run, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you cross the finish line to where you don't have to make no more house payments, that's a big finish line. It's like making time stand still.
Yeah, no, I definitely understand. I definitely do.
Yeah, let me get this phone. I got a call coming in just a minute.
Say that again. Say that again. Hello? 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 Hello?
Hello?